Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain. Welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 79. Today, we're going to be talking about another reason why you should consider using a professional trustee in your trust. Last week, we looked at two reasons. First, if you don't have an individual family member or close friend who could serve in that role, then a professional trustee can be a good choice for you. Second, if you have a complicated plan of distribution for one of your beneficiaries, such as a supplemental needs trust, then a professional trustee would be helpful for you in that situation. If you didn't listen to that episode yet, I suggest you go back and listen to it. Today, we're talking about a third reason where a professional trustee would be a good choice, and that is if you have a beneficiary who you don't want to give control of assets to. It could be a beneficiary who has creditor issues or spending issues or addiction issues. You know that if you give them the inheritance, give it to them as an outright distribution, or you allow them to control it in any way, they will spend it all in one shot. They will have it taken from them. They will use it to hurt themselves or to hurt others. You don't want to give them control, but you also don't want to leave them out of your estate plan. In that case, you would have someone else serve as the trustee of their trust share. And a lot of clients will say to us, well, you know, one of our kids is fine and responsible. We can give them control. We'll just have that one control the share for their sibling. And that is generally a terrible idea, honestly, because the way that works is the beneficiary who is having the assets controlled for them by a trustee would go to that trustee and say, I need some assets. I need a distribution for this purpose or that purpose. Generally, the trust share is set up so that the trustee has the discretion to make decisions about what to distribute to the beneficiary for certain needs. It's up to the trustee to decide if it's a good idea. So the beneficiary goes to the trustee and says, I need some money for this purpose or that purpose. And the trustee has to decide. If the trustee is that person's sibling and it's a terrible idea and the sibling says, no, you can't have this money that mom and dad left for you, then that can really damage that relationship. And in my opinion, preserving relationships is one of the most important things in our estate planning. We don't want to alienate people. We don't want to drive a wedge between people. So in those situations, having a professional trustee means we have a neutral third party who's making the decisions about whether or not to make a distribution for a beneficiary or to a beneficiary. It's not somebody that they're going to be sharing a Thanksgiving table with. It's not somebody that they're going to have to see on a regular basis. And it's not somebody that they need to have a close relationship with. So in that case, having that neutral third party professional trustee is a very good idea. We highly encourage that if you have that situation. So if you have questions about that, or if you're wondering how that might apply to your estate plan, if you're in Ohio or in Michigan, reach out to us. The contact information is in the show notes, and we can talk to you about that. Talk to you about getting your own estate plan set up or get it modified if it needs to be. So I hope that's helpful for you today, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website at chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.